Hey guys, welcome to my podcast. My prayer is that you are encouraged, transformed, and equipped through each episode.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to our podcast. Let's get right into it today. On this beautiful day, I want to come to you with a series of podcasts, and I want to talk about the names of God and why they matter. So we're going to hit certain names of God, and we're going to talk about what it means. Where did it originate? The names of God are so important. I believe that it is a privilege for us to get to know some of the names of God that are specific. I mean, we know that God, you know, is God, and his name is obviously God Almighty. But, you know, God also has personal names, and there's great privilege when you understand, as followers of Jesus, when you understand these names that God called himself on certain occasions and specific scriptures that we will find specific stories. And it's appropriate. Why? Because not only does it give us wisdom to know the names of God, not only is it like respect for his name. I mean, think about when somebody knows your name versus Mrs. or Mr. or hey you or, you know, sister or brother versus when they call you by your first name. When they call you by your first name, it becomes very personal. And so when we understand the names of God, it's powerful in our prayers. We are specifically talking to that specific nature, that specific characteristic of God. So I want the people of God to know the names of God so that you can start to apply it into your prayers so that you can know, where did these names come from? Because sometimes we've said these names and we didn't even know where they originated. We didn't know where they came from. So let's jump right into it. I want to talk about today, Jehovah Rohi. Now, Jehovah Rohi is the Lord my shepherd, Jehovah Rohi. Now you'll find that in the Bible, you'll find Jehovah, and then there'll be a hyphen, right? There's like a hyphen, and then it's a personal name. For example, Jehovah Yahweh, you know? So the first part is the first part of his name, and then the second part makes like specific description of that name. So it's God, the Lord, my shepherd, Jehovah, God, Rohi. So where did this name originate? The Lord is my shepherd. So, well, that started in Psalm chapter 23. And we find there a familiar passage that probably everybody has read, Psalm chapter 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Or the Lord Jehovah is my shepherd, Rohi. And in the Hebrew language, it reads Jehovah Rohi, which is the Lord is my shepherd. Say that out loud. The Lord is my shepherd. He's my shepherd. So when you say the Lord is my shepherd, what are we actually saying? What is God? I mean, when you think about what God wants us to learn through these names, it's very powerful. Jehovah Rohi comes from Psalm 23. And it's here's David, and he's praying a prayer. He's the author of this psalm, David, the King David, and he's referring to God. And if you know his story, he became the king. But we find David first, and we meet him in 1 Samuel chapter 16. And we find that it is there that he's in the field, and he's watching the sheep, and he's tending the sheep. Now, he doesn't write this psalm until after the fact. He makes this reference to Jehovah Rohi, and he said, the Lord is my shepherd. But we find his description, or the first time we ever hear mention of David before he's king, is in 1 Samuel 16. And we know that famous story that here's David and he's out in the field, he's taking care of the sheep, and he's fought with the lion, he's fought with the bear. And then all of a sudden, here comes Samuel, and he's searching for the king. He's going to anoint the king. And the Bible says that he goes into the house of Jesse, and there's all these brothers, and, you know, we find that Samuel thinks one of the brothers is the king, and it turns out that he's not. And it was really David. So then he asks, is there any other kids that you have, Jesse? And he says, yes, I have one more kid. He said, there's the youngest. And he's tending to the sheep. And you know what Samuel says? Samuel says, nobody's sitting. Nobody's going to eat at the table. Nobody's going to be able to dine at the table until he walks in. And here's this little young guy, shepherd, mind you, tending the sheep. And when he comes home, they anoint him to be the king. And it is there that Samuel anoints him with oil and says, you're the next king. And he's anointed to be the king of Israel, but he doesn't become king immediately. It's about 15 years that begin to pass. 15 years, think about that. From the time that Samuel anointed him to be king, comes out of the field from taking care of the sheep, to now he's anointed as king, but 15 years later, he doesn't actually take the office of the kingship. So David spent most of his time tending sheep. He understood what sheep were like. He knew the characteristic of the sheep. And on several occasions, we find that he would keep the sheep and protect the sheep from predators like lions and bears, the Bible says. And you can find that in 1 Samuel chapter 17. And then later, when David composes this poem or writes the psalm, Psalm 23, he's there to celebrate God. And he thought to himself when he's writing Psalm 23, just as I've been a shepherd to the sheep, just like I cared for the sheep, just like I watched the sheep, just like I protected the sheep when the lion wanted to attack it, when the bear wanted to attack the sheep, I protected them. I protected them from danger. And then he said, Jehovah has done all that for me. He is Jehovah Rohi. The Lord is my shepherd. In other words, what he was saying, this 23rd Psalm is, he's saying the shepherd, God, the shepherd is the one that protects me. God, the shepherd, is the one that's going to make sure that nothing evil prevails against me. The Lord, my shepherd, is the one that's going to make sure that no lion, no bear, no scheme, no strategy of the enemy, no plan will prosper, and no scheme of the enemy will prevail. It is the Lord, my shepherd, who protects me, but not only protects me, he feeds me. He takes care of me. He makes sure that I'm okay. So David got it. And it is there that we find Jehovah Rohi. It is the first time that we find the Lord is my shepherd, because he had shepherded sheep before. So he had a good understanding of the name of God, Jehovah Rohi. That's powerful. You know what God is telling you today? He's the Lord, your shepherd. He's the God that tends to his sheep. You are his sheep. And he will protect you from the lion, and he will protect you from the bear. He will make sure that you are covered under the shadow of his wings. He will make sure that whatever you're facing right now, God, Jehovah Rohi, the Lord is my shepherd, is the one that will make sure that you are nurtured, that you are cared for, that you are tended to, that he will watch over you, that he will care for you. Need not fear of anything. That's what David was saying. He said, and though I walk through the valley of shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Why? He said, you're rotting your staff. What is that? The shepherd has a staff. The Lord is your shepherd. That's the first time we find that word. Say that word, Jehovah Rohi. The Lord is my shepherd. He's the one that cares for me. He's the one that protects me. The second name I want to leave you with today is Jehovah Jireh. Jehovah Jireh. And that name, Jehovah Jireh, means the Lord shall provide. Jehovah Jireh, the Lord shall provide. Well, where do we find this in the Bible? Because many times we say it, we don't even know where it came from and originated from. Well, today I want to teach you. The patriarch Abraham is the first one to make reference to Jehovah Jireh. And he actually is the first one that we find in Genesis chapter 2. So if you want to make reference to that, Genesis chapter 22, we have this account of God calling Abraham, and he's instructing Abraham to offer up his only son. Remember, Abraham has no kids. And then finally the promise comes at the age of 99 years old, has the promised child named Isaac. But now God is instructing Abraham, give him back to me. So he asks him to sacrifice this promised child at Mount Moriah. And so here, when many theologians say that Isaac was actually probably a teenager, he wasn't a kid, he wasn't a little baby, he was probably a teenager. And so I can't imagine the trauma that Abraham must have been up under hearing such a command. Can you imagine, you know, he's going to go and sacrifice the one kid that he's, you know, asked God for. But he knows that God has promised a generation. So he's like, about to lose his son. He climbs up Mount Moriah, the Bible says. And Abraham was so obedient to God. Abraham was so obedient that by faith, Abraham just offered up his son. But the Bible says that he's so obedient to the point where the angel has to tell him twice, "Abraham, Abraham, stop." Because God was really, truly testing his heart. You know, did Abraham give God everything? And so at that time we see, so Isaac must have been, let's think about this story. He must have been he wasn't a little boy. He must have been a teenager, a young man. I would probably say, and some commentaries say that he's probably in his 20s. So he's probably late teens, early 20s. And so can you imagine what he must have thought? Like, dad's about to kill me. Dad's about to sacrifice me. And they truly both had to have trusted the father. But think about a 20-year-old, 19-year-old. And he literally has to be bound and tied to the altar. I wonder what he thought. I wonder what Isaac thought. I'm gonna trust my dad. My dad trusts God. I wonder what he thought when the knife went up and he's about to sacrifice him on this altar in Mount Moriah. Then the angel shows up, stops Abraham. Abraham, Abraham, God intervenes. We know that. He said, do not lay a hand on him. Now I know that you fear God, since you have not even withheld your son from me. Genesis 22. And the Bible says, check it out, that Abraham lifted his eyes up and looked, and there behind him was a ram that was caught in the thicket by its horns. So there was a ram there. So Abraham went back and got the ram and offered it up as a sacrifice instead of his son. And Abraham called that place, "The Lord will provide." That's where we get Jehovah Jireh, "The Lord will provide." And then it says, it is said to this day, in the mount of the Lord, it shall be provided. So the Bible says that Abraham lifted up his eyes, looked up, and there behind him was the ram. Meaning what? That the Lord always provides. That the Lord was going to provide the sacrifice all along. There's a deep lesson in that. Isaac, if you look at the scriptures, he's a type of Christ because Jesus, you know, was the only begotten son that God had sent to be crucified and died for all of our sins. As a matter of fact, on Mount Moriah. But there's also a lesson here that God will always provide our needs, that he is the God of provision, that whatever need you have right now, be it financial, physical, emotional, whatever you're needing, maybe in a crisis or in an emergency, he's Jehovah Jireh. That even despite what you're facing in a crisis, he's Jehovah Jireh. He will provide. He will make sure he provides. But notice what Abraham did first. He obeyed. So what he's going to ask of you is he's going to ask your obedience. We're so good to declare to Jehovah Jireh. He's our God. He's Jehovah Jireh, the Lord that provides. Yes, but he will provide to those that are obedient. So I want to leave you with those two names. And you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to challenge you. I'm going to want you to start praying those names. Jehovah Rohi, the Lord is my shepherd. And Jehovah Jireh, the Lord that provides. So I pray today in Jesus' name that you will start making God very personal. That in your prayers, you understand the characters, the characteristic and the nature of God. The different facets of God. That he is God Almighty, the God of the impossible. But he has specific names. And when we pray those specific names, it just makes it very personal. So I challenge you to do that this entire week. I bless you guys, and we will see you guys next time, and we will learn more names of God. Blessings.
Hope you enjoyed the podcast. If you would like more content, a link to all of our social media will be provided in the description. And as always, subscribe and hit the notification button to get new uploads. And be sure to like and share. Until next time.